You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Wicker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says learning how to listen can change how you feel about yourself and the world around you.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. The state legislature's budget committee met twice this week and made some big decisions. They rejected the governor's plan to cut tuition at the UW system, and they expanded drug testing for welfare recipients here in Wisconsin.
Jonathan Anderson joins us now. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Stevens Point. Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the big state news so far lately is the budget, the ongoing budget deliberations by the Joint Finance Committee. And as we mentioned, that committee rejected Governor Walker's plan to cut tuition in the second year of the budget. Can you talk us through what happened?
Yeah, so what Governor Walker wanted to do was to cut resident tuition at UW schools by 5%, and this would have started in fall of 2018. He had proposed, because of that cut, he had proposed giving campuses $35 million in taxpayer money. But the Joint Finance Committee, which is the state's budget committee, yesterday did something else. It approved a freeze on resident tuition at UW campuses for another 2 years. You might recall that a similar freeze had been put in place in 2013, and this just extends that.
And these are all Republicans, in effect, the governor, Republican, and Republicans in charge of the state legislature and a majority on this budget committee. Were you surprised to see differences between them on this issue?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I think what we have seen lately, it certainly has been noticeable that there have been some differences, sometimes stark differences, between Governor Walker and GOP legislators, not just, of course, on this issue of tuition, but on a whole host of other issues. Transportation is a big issue. Assembly Republicans have proposed increasing the state's gas tax while cutting income taxes, but Walker has said he would veto any increases in taxes on gasoline. It's a similar story with respect to property taxes. Walker has said that he would veto the entire state budget if property taxes go up. And there was even an issue earlier this month when Republican legislators, also on the budget committee, had rejected this idea from Walker to put the state's judicial commission under direct control of the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. And so we have seen these kinds of tussles, noticeably across a whole host of issues. There was also the reporting in April about some fiery text messages between the governor and Robin Voss. I can't say I'm surprised, but it does seem that we're just noticing these things more of late.
Another big story out of the budget committee this week was the expansion of drug testing for people who receive public assistance. What would change if this ultimately goes through?
Right. So what this would do is it would require that certain people, specifically childless adults who have incomes that are at or below the federal poverty level, that those people be screened for illegal drug use before they can participate in Badger Care. This is one of several initiatives that the governor is trying to do to require drug screening for social programs. And ultimately, if it's approved, it could affect nearly 150,000 people in the state.
Is this something that the state can do by itself, or would there need to be some federal sign-off, because this in part would use federal health care money?
Yeah, that's right. There are a few things in play, and one of those is that the federal government would need to approve this drug screening plan, which is really important. It's a big deal because the state would be the first in the nation to have such a requirement.
It's our weekly roundup of Wisconsin news. We have Jonathan Anderson with us, reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Stevens Point. Another big story in Wisconsin this week, a high school teacher in Mount Horeb was put on administrative leave and then taken back off of leave after she showed a documentary called Misrepresentation in Our Class. What happened there, Jonathan?
There was a substitute teacher who was teaching a course on what's called gender inequalities, or I think it's called social issues at the school, and this particular class was on gender inequalities. And they were showing a film which is about how women are depicted in the media, how they are underrepresented in leadership roles in society. And that prompted some complaints from people. What we know is that the complaints weren't against the objective of that lesson itself, but rather about some of the imagery in the documentary and what some felt were they called offensive images of women. They said that those images showed women in humiliating sexual scenarios. Anyway, those complaints led the district to suspend this teacher last Friday, although that suspension was later lifted.
And yeah, I understand Child Protective Services and even the police were notified after complaints were made?
Right. The district did notify local police and the state Child Protective Services Agency, and the superintendent has said that they did that because they believed it was required by state law and school board policy. Although the fact that they did that did raise some ire by parents and even students, some of whom had demonstrated at the school earlier this week in support of the teacher.
So is there talk of the school reviewing policy over what is shown to high school students?
Yes. The superintendent has said that that parents and students would be given the opportunity going forward to skip parts of the course curriculum, and that if anybody does that, they would have to do an alternative assignment.
And finally, Jonathan, it is Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people will be driving around the state, and it looks like this is a fine time to get a speeding ticket. What's the story there?
Yeah, that's right. It turns out that police in Wisconsin write more speeding tickets around Memorial Day weekend right now compared to any other time of the year. And that is according to a Wisconsin State Journal analysis of data from the State Department of Transportation. The newspaper found that more than 9,200 speeding tickets were issued to drivers who are licensed in the state during Memorial Day weekends between 2013 and 2015, compared to any other time period during the year.
And there's a chicken or egg question there. Are they trying harder to enforce then, or is there something about Memorial Day that makes us want to drive faster?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think probably it's, you know, the unofficial start of summer and people are really excited to get, you know, to wherever they're going, especially people maybe headed up north to a cottage by a lake or something like that. I think it's probably people who just want to start their vacation right away.
And Jonathan, do you have a drive in the works for the weekend?
I do indeed. I will be one of those people heading up north in a bit. Yeah.
And I don't want to get too personal here, but do you punch the gas when you're headed out?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, I would never speed, of course, but that would be illegal. But definitely after reading the story, which I thought was really interesting, I will certainly, be driving well below the speed limit.
All right. Play it safe. Jonathan, thanks a lot for being with us.
Sure. Thanks, Rob.
We've been talking to Jonathan Anderson, reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Stevens Point, and he joined us for our weekly recap of some of the top stories in Wisconsin news.